The stars are right, and that means it's time for another episode of The Whisper in Darkness. I'm your host, The Man from Lang. Thank you very much for joining me today. On this episode, we are reviewing the Guardian cards in the Return to the Circle Undone. There are spoilers throughout if you care about that sort of thing. If you enjoy what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Just a quick reminder of how we rate cards here on The Whisper in Darkness. The best of the best get an Elder Sign, while the worst of the worst get an Auto Fail. And the cards in between receive a +1, +0, or Elder Thing, respectively. Before we get started, I'd like to thank the patrons of this channel for their tremendous support. The Arkham Horror LCG community is amazing, and these people have gone above and beyond to bring you content like these card reviews. If you'd like to support the channel's goals and see your name on this list, head over to patreon.com, sign up for a tier of your choice, and claim your rewards. That would be awesome. Without further ado, let's get started. How are you doing, Nate?
I'm doing well, thanks, Man from Lang. How about yourself?
I'm not doing too bad. We have some the Return to the Circle Undone to talk about. Some new cards this time around. Typically, I haven't reviewed the Return to products because the upgrades have tended to be kind of poor. But this box offers players a bunch of new cards to play around with. The first of which is, we will start with the Guardian cards. That is the Star 17. It is a 3-cost asset that costs 3 experience points, as all of the new tarot cards do. Has the tarot trait, each asset you control with health gets +1 health. Each asset you control with sanity gets +1 sanity. As a response, when the game begins, if the Star 17 is in your opening hand, put it into play and it takes up a tarot slot. What do you think about this one, Nate?
I like this tarot card quite a bit. There are quite a few assets that benefit from having extra health and sanity in the Guardian card pool. Whether that's things like Guard Dog to Agency Backup, you know, you can give those like extra uses, which is great. It's also really good with Tommy Muldoon, as he kind of wants to constantly be putting damage on his allies and then cycling them into his deck for resources. 3 experience, I feel like, is probably the right cost for these cards. They're pretty strong, especially if you get them in your opening hand, and being able to put them down for free is great. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's nice that it boosts the health and sanity of all assets, not just allies. And Guardians have received a few of those over the years. I think one of the most recent ones being Flesh Ward in the Nathaniel Cho starter deck. It has a little bit of extra health there for you. This is nice if you're playing a, I don't know if we've seen a dedicated tarot deck outside of investigators like Safina Russo and Lola Hayes, but this adds 1 health and 1 sanity to Anna Kasla, which is nice, the neutral ally who adds a bunch of tarot slots, but she only has 1 health and 1 sanity, so she's a little bit fragile. I think Leo Anderson is obviously a fan of this, given that he has he can pump out the allies like it's nobody's business, and giving each one +1 health and +1 sanity is nice. And this is also non-unique, which is if you do happen to purchase 2 of these, then you can get even more uses out of your guard dogs and beat cops and agency backup. My only real concern about the tarot cards is they do seem a little bit expensive if you don't get them in your opening hand. I'm at least with the ones that were released in the Circle Undone Deluxe box. It seems every time I draw one, not at the beginning of the game, I'm kind of reluctant to play it because they are a bit expensive, and of course they don't have any skill icons. But they do fix that in this box if you purchase the Moon Pendant as well. So. How would you rate this one?
I think I'd give this a 0. I think 3 experience is kind of right around the mark of almost being like something you want to build around in a campaign. And I don't think that this card is something you build around. It's more something you put in your deck to kind of reinforce what you've already built around. So I don't know how often I'd actually play it, but I do like it. So I'm going to give it a 0.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you. I think that's going to be the case with a lot of the tarot cards. They seem to be geared towards sort of a specific deck style. And while I really like a lot of them, I don't know how much play they're going to see in a wide variety of investigators. They seem to be sort of targeted at one or two investigators, and or perhaps, if there is a Lola Hayes deck out there that wants to go all in on the tarot cards and just play as many as possible, then she might be able to get a little extra use out of them. But I think zero is a good spot for this one. The second guardian card in the pack is Hallowed Mirror, level 3. It's a 2-cost asset that has two willpower skill icons. The item relic, occult, and blessed traits. Limit one per deck as a response. When you play a copy of Soothing Melody, either change each two on it to a 3 or shuffle it into your deck instead of discarding it. Forced after Hallowed Mirror enters play, search your bonded cards for 3 copies of Soothing Melody, add one to your hand, and shuffle the other two into your deck, and it takes up an accessory slot. We were talking before we started recording how these return two boxes tended in the past to feature upgrades for cards that didn't see much play in the first place, and then the upgrades didn't really inspire me anyway to put them in my deck. This box takes a different approach. It actually includes upgrades for cards that see quite a bit of play, and Hallowed Mirror has certainly been one of I think the standout cards from the cycle, so it's nice to see an upgrade for it here.
The upgrade to me feels a little lackluster for the amount of experience that you're paying for it, personally. I don't know. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, 3 experience points. I mean, a lot of the cards in this box seem to cost 3 experience points, and I guess it depends on, how much damage and horror you're taking as the campaign progresses, whether you feel that you need that extra bump up to 3, the ability to heal 3 damage and or horror. I guess if you're playing scenarios that are really dishing it out, you're gonna be happy that you've got that little extra healing on your side. The option to shuffle the Soothing Melody back into your deck rather than discard it, I think, is pretty nice as well. I don't think this is like the first upgrade I'm going to be purchasing for my Guardian deck, but toward the end of a campaign, if I was looking for some place to upgrade, I might consider it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel about it. Like, I feel like Soothing Melody is already good enough as it is a lot of the time when I play it that I don't need to upgrade it. Does that make sense? Yeah, like, it's already kind of good enough that I don't want to spend 3 experience, but if I have it, I will.
Yeah, I think the last time I played with Hallowed Mirror was in an Ursula Downs deck when we did the Forgotten Age Iron Man at Arkham Knights, and I had so many other cards to upgrade before Hallowed Mirror. Even if this card had been available, I highly doubt that I would have. This is one I would have upgraded before any of the others in the deck. But I mean, Soothing Melody's power is quite good. I mean, you get the healing, and you also get to draw a card, I believe, on top of that. So that's pretty nice. Throwing them back into your deck isn't a bad bad thing. I guess, again, it's limit one per deck, but I mean, Hallowed Mirror was already that, and then it does compete with some of the other options in the accessory slot. We've got, Empty Vessel. I know there were some Guardians playing around with that, and Holy Rosary 2 that just came out in the Innsmouth Conspiracy, and of course the Police Badge from the core set. So there are some good options in there for Guardians as well if they don't want to go this route. So how would you I guess the other thing I wanted to mention is that while at 3 XP, Father Mateo and Ursula can still have this, Akachi does not get to keep it. So not sure how many Akachi decks were playing Hallowed Mirror to begin with, but the upgrade is off limits for her. How would you rate this one?
I think I'd give it a 0. It's not the most exciting upgrade in a deck, and at 3 experience, I want to make sure I have all the other cards I'm going to need first before I upgrade my Soothing Melodies. And it's just not the most exciting upgrade in my opinion, so.
Yeah, I think I would go with the zero as well. I think some players will like this while others will not. And I mean, I don't think it's you're certainly not doing any harm to your deck by upgrading this, so you can get more use out of your Soothing Melodies. And I think if you're playing that healing role in the group and you want to be able to really use Soothing Melodies repeatedly throughout a scenario, you can't really go wrong by upgrading this one. So that's going to do it for the Guardian cards in the Return to the Circle Undone box, the Star 17 and Hallowed Mirror level 3. Any final thoughts, Nate?
I think Guardian's made out okay in this box set. There's some good upgrades here. I really like the new tarot card. I think that's a card that's worth exploring, but I'm not sure how many investigators are gonna find successful builds with it.
Yeah, I'd be looking at Leo Anderson first. I'd be curious to see how much leverage you can get out of one or two copies of this to boost up all of his allies. I mean, that would be plenty of soak. You're already getting two health and two sanity on top of whatever his allies are generating. But yeah, like I said, I think it's a lot of these tarot cards are going to be fairly limited to certain investigators will really like them and others will not. That's going to do it for this episode. If you enjoyed what you hear, remember to like, comment, and subscribe. If you need to contact me, I can be reached at manfromlang@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter at manfromlang. Until the stars are right, keep your shotgun close and your Elder Sign closer. Take care out there, and happy investigating.